Hello, my name is Piotr Padle. I am from the University of Warsaw. I'm currently on internship at Google, and I'm working on the virtualization in Clang. So this presentation would be serious. Okay, so why the virtualization matters? So basically, the most important thing about the virtualization is that we want to inline virtual functions. And if we don't know what function will be called, then of course we cannot inline it. And there are other things, like if we devirtualize the function and we know that it's too big to inline, then it's much better to have it to have a direct call instead of a virtual dispatch. The other thing is that if we devirtualize better, then we will make binaries smaller, and all these things will lead to performance boost. So let me firstly tell you briefly how virtual calls works. So basically, if you have some virtual function, this class will have additional pointer, which will be a virtual pointer. And this pointer will point to virtual table. And a virtual table is just a table generated for each dynamic class with some virtual functions. And how virtual call will work is that we'll take this pointer, we'll load the value of this pointer, then having this, the value will load the exact function, and then we'll call it. So as you can see, this is a LLVM IR. So it's not so complicated. Okay, so what Clang covers right now? So if we have very easy code like this, then Clang will devirtualize it. And this is because it can do it on the front-end level. So it sees that we will call a virtual function of type on type A. And this is very, very easy to devirtualize in the front-end. The other thing that will work is if we have some other function like this G, and we call it from F, then the G will be inlined into F, and based on the knowledge of the type, we'll be able to devirtualize it. And the other thing is that, unfortunately, I had to define foo here. And this is because of linkage of VTable, which I will cover later. Okay, so let's talk about what doesn't work in Clang right now. So if we have outline constructor, this thing will not be devirtualized. And this is because all this optimization happens on the LLVM level, on LLVM IR. And the thing is that we are loading here v pointer. And because constructor is no outline, the optimizer will not see the store to this v pointer. And because of it, it will not be able to devirtualize it. The other example, if we have two virtual calls, then in this example, we will be able to only devirtualize the first one. And this might sound crazy, but this is because the optimizer doesn't know that vpointer will not change after we call a virtual function. And you might feel like, this is obvious that it will not change. And the thing is that this is C++, and you can do some crazy things. And I will show you later how to do it. And the other example, if we have a virtual destructor that is default, then because this is inline virtual function, then the vtable will be external. And this is because in the Clang, in the GCC, there is something called key function optimization. And what it's trying to do is trying to put definition of vtable only in one place. So the binaries are smaller. And because of it, it's much harder to devirtualize. OK. So basic fact. If you have two function calls, this thing will produce something like this. So each function call will generate these two loads and call. And this is a thing that, of course, we would like to avoid, because we can assume that those two loads will load the same v-pointer value. So, let's talk about placement new. So, the thing is that, of course, we want to make optimization, but we don't want to miscompile something. And so, the thing is that if we are optimizing some LLVM IR, it doesn't know that we are doing some virtual calls on C++, etc. It does see that just some running some vpointer, then loading some function and just call it. So, and as you can see, in this function, we are changing the type of A. So we are changing the vpointer. And the thing is that if we will use the same pointer after we'll end up the lifetime of the object A, then we cannot use the same pointer again. And this is undefined behavior. And you know, we as like compilers guys, we like undefined behaviors, right? So this is something that it's really helpful to us. But the thing is that if you do something like this, so if you return the pointer from placement new, then you can use this pointer and everything is fine. And as you can see, we are not even calling the structure of A. We are just putting some new object into A. And this thing is like standard compliant. OK, so what we can do about constructor that is outline. So of course, we can assume that after we call constructor, the vpointer will be set to proper vtable. Because if we will do something crazy in the constructor, then this will be undefined behavior. So what I did is I inserted these three lines to LLVM IR, which is, OK, let me load this vtable from the vpointer. Then let me compare it with real vtable. And then let me call this function called LLVM assume. And this is a special function. And those special functions are intransing function. And this function doesn't do anything. But this is a hint for a compiler to optimize based on it. And what compiler can do is like, OK, so I see this function assume. And I see that you are comparing this to this vtable with the value. So I can replace vtable 1 with at vtable. The other thing about vtable linkage is there is something that's called available externally linkage. And what it do is it doesn't change the linkage of vtable, but it's just giving definition. That is that we get rid of just before we make binary, and because of it, the optimizer can because optimizer see definition, it can do more, and of course it will not make binary bigger because we will get rid of it. And unfortunately, we only can do it right now on the Itanium ABI if we don't have any inline virtual functions. Or we don't have any hidden virtual functions, which is pretty bad. But for now, we cannot. It's not so easy to solve this thing. Okay. So what about if we have some function calls and we want to propagate the constants of the vpointer? And the thing is that I said constness because it's not even const as in C++ way, right? Because if we would have a const member in a class, we could only set it once. And in the constructors, we set it multiple times. So what we want to do is we want to get rid of a vtable2 load. And instead of vtable2, use vtable. So we come up with something like this to add some new metadata to LLVM IR that will say like, okay, so if you have two loads with the same invariant group, which is this metadata, and the zero on the end is a value that says that this is a load of type A, and we're using the same pointer value, then we can assume that those two are loading the same value. Okay, but it's very hard to deal with placement new, and of course we wouldn't want to miscompile something. So we had to come up with idea to stop the optimizer for optimizing case like this. Because if you wouldn't stop it, then it would see that the call of this placement new will return the same pointer. And because of it, we could then miscompile the second call, virtual call, to call virtual function of class myClass. So this call will call constructor and then do some bitcast. It doesn't really matter. So what we come up with is to make some new intrinsic function that will it would only return the same pointer. But because we don't give a definition of this function, then the optimizer doesn't know about it. And we had to introduce a new flag to the Clang to do some new devirtualization. And this is because of a couple of things. So if we do link time optimization on a code with this invariant group and with invariant group barriers, and if we try to link it with other code that was compiled with some previous version of Clang, then this thing is unsafe. So we had to know if we are compiling it with this optimization turn on or not. And we reject if we will try to do so. The other thing is that optimizer doesn't know how to deal with invariant group barrier right now. And this is thing that we don't want to optimize to stop optimizing things that it was able to do before we introduced this thing. So we want to only to stop the optimizer to do the optimization based on this invariant group thing, but we don't want to break everything else. The other thing is that we have a policy in a Clang that if we are optimizing based on some undefined behavior, then the user should be able to check if he's doing something crazy, like displacement new. And so we have to also introduce some checks to UBSAN. And the whole thing is still experimental, so we don't want to introduce some bugs. And unfortunately, there are some corner cases that it's very hard to deal with. So as you can see, what we are doing here is we are using the pointer A. And the thing is that standard says that, okay, we cannot use the pointer A as something that points to the object, but we can just get value of A. And this thing is very hard to optimize, because after calling assert, the optimizer knows that those two pointers are the same. And because of it, it could replace pointer B with pointer A. And you know what? I checked if GCC can optimize this thing. And I find a bug, like 10 minutes ago. So if you compile it with GCC 5.1 or 5.2, then it will call assert, which is of course, something that this is not true, because those two pointers are really the same. And the other thing is that we want to make this thing to be invalid in C++ 17, because this is very hard to deal with. OK, so what are the results? So unfortunately, results are unknown. And this isn't because I cannot tell you about the numbers, but because I don't know the numbers yet. And this is because the whole thing is I still develop things, and the invariant group optimization that I was talking about is not yet done. And this is the main point of whole devirtualization. So if you want to learn something more about devirtualization in Clang, you can see this my paper about it. And if you want to know how GCC deals with the virtualization, you should go to Jan Kubiczka blog posts. They are very good. Okay, thank you very much.